A very warm welcome to this World Game Changers podcast, where your host, Paul D. Lowe, embraces many crucial conversations that compassionately contribute towards creating a better life and world. Paul's intention is very simple, to help get people's inspirational insights and motivational messages out into the world so others may benefit.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to this World Game Changers podcast episode. My absolute delight to welcome two American people, but more than that, I regard them as very close friends. And so without further ado, first of all, Kristen Johnson, who's going to basically host this World Game Changers podcast, you know, probably getting used to that by now, listeners, from California, United States, and Mark Spanky Reed from Arizona, United States. Very warm welcome to the pair of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, honor. Thank you.
And without further ado, listeners, it's over to Kristen. Kristen, let's get this show on the road.
Great. So in our last episode, to recap, we talked a bit about Mark's why he does what he does with Better, his background, and just the approach to having a better life, and BTTR. And we want to dive into the what and a little of the how in this episode. So the what is this platform Better? What is Better? What are Better networks? So I guess we kick things off with a simple question, Mark. What are the Better networks, and how does it help people achieve their goals in a better world and a better life?
Yeah, great question. So I'll kind of back up a little bit. The CEO, Jeff Levitan, you know, has a background in helping people, financial services to be specific. He's open to tell his story, and I don't want to speak for him, but just kind of just relay to the listeners kind of what I've taken from what he's shared. And that is, you know, you get to a certain point in life and you know, you've accumulated quite a bit of wealth. What else can you do? And so within his industry, you had to have certain licenses to be able to participate in, you know, those particular companies to be able to create some income for you or your family. So he had always had this bigger picture: is what would it look like to build a platform that was absolutely free for anyone and everyone from every walk of life, every ethnicity, background. They could join it for free and have an opportunity to enrich their lives. And, you know, whether that's better health, better nutrition, better relationships, it's more so a community. So the community side of Better is just that, it's a better life, and anyone and everyone at any age can be a part of that. But there's also better income, and better income is truly the umbrella of the platform on the income side. And so he's brought on several partners within this umbrella, this big umbrella, multi-billion dollar industries. And, you know, just in the last 12 months, it's taken, you know, a few hundred people to kind of kick this thing off the ground. I think we're a little over 5,000 now total, but we're looking at over 500 million in production in our first 12 full months. It's a pretty big accomplishment for such a small group, and it's changed a lot of people's lives. You know, people that may be just accustomed to, you know, 100,000 a year, a couple hundred thousand a year for a family, they're looking at high six figures, seven figures within this first year. And so there are several relationships, several partnerships within Better. I don't know how much detail you want me to get into each specific one and what they offer you know, how families are able to kind of come on board and just share those partnerships with others. And if anyone finds value, there's a way for people to create an income from that.
Yeah, I think there's definitely that's probably the way to go, just to dive into all of these, because it seems like I think we were talking in one conversation about how Jeff Levitan wanted to help people with their finances and different things, and also medical and so on. And we definitely talked about the employee retention credit. And I have noticed, it's amazing, maybe because I'm looking for it, but in one of those signs of the universe, I am seeing so many ads and so many news stories about the employee retention credit and how to navigate that system. So which one would you like to start with, Mark? Which one is really one of the ones that exemplifies what you offer or is popular?
Yeah, that, I would say the ERC program. And it's a big deal because a lot of business owners, a lot of people that have any sort of kind of clout, financial clout within a business, they're getting bombarded with phone calls and emails about this program. And it's extremely simple to explain. It's extremely difficult to file, but it's extremely easy to explain. So let's back up. Okay. So everything revolves around the pandemic. I don't know if you guys, were you guys at all affected by the pandemic negatively?
Yes. California, definitely, as you were aware, we had lockdowns. It was more, it was definitely more on the side of, you know, being restricted, family members not being able to see each other, but there were ripple effects too. I do know people that lost their businesses or had their businesses negatively impacted. I don't know. I think this pandemic in terms of the business alone is something that we will be feeling the effects of for a very, very long time. You still see we're in California and we still see the outdoor seating areas that businesses were forced to build to comply with, wow, with restrictions and things like that. And, you know, people sitting outside and triple digits because it is hot in Southern California, just so many things. And it was worse for the people that were in like the personal care industry, but really everybody was affected, even if you were an essential business. So I can definitely see how, I mean, I work from home as a writer, but it affected everybody. So it was for anybody that really had a business, it was difficult. And I can understand how people would want some relief.
Yep, absolutely. You know, there was two programs that came out of the gate through the CARES Act. Okay, so the government had a choice, right? You know, we're going to put these restrictions in place, right? They weren't mandates, but they were restrictions. And so let's have tens of millions of people overnight start filing for unemployment. Okay, that's option one. That, what would that have done to the economy? What would that have done to our country, right? The other option was, let's create this employee retention credit. Let's reward businesses for digging in their pockets because they weren't making money at that time. Some did, some didn't. But let's reward those businesses for keeping their employees. And it's not an all credit. It's not a refund. It is an absolute credit. It's a small credit. And so in the beginning, they had ERC and they had PPP loans. Well, the way the law was written in the beginning, as a business owner, you could only apply for one or the other. And just about everybody went PPP. Well, then later on, they changed the law within ERC. This is in the beginning of 2021. And they said, okay, you can actually have applied for PPP and you can apply for ERC, but you have to get the PPP forgiven first. And so there was $2.1 trillion that they allocated for this fund to credit back these businesses. But there weren't any businesses applying because they had already all gotten PPP. So in the beginning, a lot of the CPAs, you know, and there's a lot of misconceptions out there. There's a lot of misinformation, unfortunately. The CPAs are telling their clients that they don't qualify because they applied for PPP. Right. They don't qualify because they made too much money.
Right.
You know, whatever their reason is, and it's simply not true. We had a call the other day with a gentleman that had been told several times from his CPA that he didn't qualify. And so we just, you know, he's talked to our CEO kind of explained what the program was about and that we'd happily see if he can qualify. We don't charge to see if businesses can qualify. And I don't think it was too much longer, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks down the road, our CEO gave him a call and he's getting back about $13.5 million back through the ERC. So you can imagine, you know, some of those larger businesses, obviously it has to be less than 500 full-time employees, but even the larger ones, if they're paying out of their pocket or, you know, they're dipping into some fund to keep those employees on staff over these last couple of years, you know, to be able to get a portion of that back is a big deal. So that's kind of the big thing that I like to share with people is the government had a choice, and that was put tens of millions of people on unemployment or create this program. The other thing is, because there's $2.1 trillion allocated, businesses have a choice to either file to see if they qualify or just let the government have those funds when this program exhausts itself.
Right.
I don't know of too many people that weren't affected from COVID, their businesses, individuals, you know, whatever the case is. But if you skated through the pandemic, business-wise, as though it never happened, you're probably not going to qualify. But if you did have a reduction in revenue, you could probably qualify. If you had your supply chain in any way affected, you can qualify. If you had to limit how you interact with your clients, your customer base as they come in, if you usually meet in groups and you had to socially distance yourself, you had to have masks, you had to have, you know, some spacing, you can qualify. And so these funds are there and available for those businesses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I did some email marketing for people, and it's like, you would have to state every time, we take all sanitary precautions, we social distance, we mask, we things like that. And it's like that those precautions take a lot of investment. So for individuals to be able to get that back is tremendous. This top-notch ERC has got to be a great asset to the Better platform.
It's a huge asset. And one thing that we can offer with Top Notch that a lot of these other ERC companies can't is we also have the ability on the back end, because of being in financial services, we can really show some of these business owners that maybe they have a portion of this already kind of dedicated to something, some part of their business, whether that's, you know, bonuses for the employees or machinery or supplies, but there's a large chunk that they just simply don't know what to do with. And that's something that we can offer on the back end to say, listen, we can start to build you a legacy for your family, for your employees' families, and we can show you what that looks like financially with some of these vehicles and these products that are out there. You know, we can project that out 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and really show them the power of allowing capital to kind of work for itself while, you know, you continue to run your business. But it's a big deal, you know. It's such a reward, you know, you kind of feel like, and the only way I can explain is you kind of feel like you're the hero of your community. You get back your community, 25 million, 50 million, 100 million through this program. No matter where you go, you're going to be looked at as a hero. I mean, you've drastically impacted those lives, those employees, those businesses. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing to be able to offer that service to people. And you know, Jeff, with with the better platform. That's all that he wants to do, is he wants to, you know, lock arms with a bunch of people that want to have a huge impact on our communities, on the globe. And then also, you know, have a great time doing it and make a boatload of money at the same time.
I love that. And I love how you guys are trying to find with the better platform, are trying to solve these problems, because all business is really problem solving. And you know it, Jeff knows it, Paul knows it, we all know it. So what's the next area that you'd like to highlight? I mean, you've got Let's Chat, you've got Prosperity, you've got Clearwater Marketing. Which one speaks to you?
So Clearwater Marketing, this is a health share, a health savings company. You know, Jason, the CEO, I heard from him back in May for the first time, and I was blown away as to why he even created this, you know, this company. He was hired by another provider to come in and evaluate why they're not able to get over a certain threshold of income, so that that CEO could upgrade his jet. Paul, I don't know if you've heard this story, man, but speaks volumes, man, to kind of the CEO and, you know, what happens, you know, inside a company. But so anyway, so he was hired on. He went in and started evaluating what was happening. And meanwhile, where the CEO is in such a great place to be in a position to be able to try and find a way to upgrade his jet, he wasn't able to upgrade his jet because close to 60% of people that file bankruptcy is a cause of some form of medical health hardship. And so meanwhile, the CEO is trying to upgrade his jet, but he's losing his market base, his client base, because of the lack of providing healthcare benefits for his clients. So it's a big deal. So he went in, he's like, I'm gonna solve this problem. And so he found a handful of things that he can take in kind of the everyday person's life when it comes to healthcare. Let's take these things out of healthcare benefits, and that reduces everyone's health costs by 40 to 60%. It's a big deal. What happens when you have a family that's paying, let's just even numbers, $1,000, and you can save them 40%. They have an extra $400 a month that they can allocate towards other things for that family. And so it's a big, big deal. And Jason Sherm is doing amazing, amazing things with Clearwater. And another thing that I want to point out is, because this is referral-based, what we do, we find someone that has a need. Maybe they're paying quite a bit for their health coverage. We refer them over to Clearwater. Clearwater evaluates them, and they will be the first ones to tell you when they go through that plan that client currently has. They'll be the first ones to tell them, listen, what you have is amazing. We can't compete with that. What you have is great. We strongly suggest you stay with that plan. However, if it's on the other side, they are looking at 30 to 60% savings that they can give those particular clients in most cases. So we refer someone over, that client can benefit from that savings, and then they reward us with a little bit of a monthly commission as kind of a thank you for referring that business over. So, you know, healthcare is a big deal, obviously multi-billion dollar industry, and people right. need help in that area.
They certainly do. And, I'm not surprised that given the spiraling, skyrocketing costs of healthcare and not being really able to understand what things cost before you have a procedure, to say nothing of, you know, unexpected emergency room visits and so on. It's just absolutely, I can understand why Clearwater Marketing would be just so important and such a huge service, and good on Jeff for understanding and seizing the opportunity, because that is a big problem. And it how is that doing? How has that been operating? if I may ask, how what has been the response, and how have you, how is it, how has it been received?
It's been great. You know, we've been more so on the ERC side and with Let's Chat, but our group meets a handful of times a week. We have our meetings in the morning, and the reception has been great, and the families are beyond grateful for the savings that they're able to get. You know, I can't stress it enough. A lot of the United States, about 78% of them are living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
You know, 85% of them don't like their job, some form of their job that they currently have, right? But if you can go in and help a family open up a couple hundred dollars, $400 or $500, it just, it relieves so much stress. And then likewise, you can present this to a business, and they're able to save their employee base a significant amount. It benefits the business and it benefits the employees. It's just a, it's a win-win all the way around. And you're absolutely right. You know, this is a big deal, and I'm grateful that Jeff brought it to the platform. And you don't, you know, myself, I do have a license, but I don't need a license to refer business over to Clearwater, which is an amazing, amazing thing. So it's been great. I don't really, I have a couple stories. One of them is Jeff himself. You know, he was paying a little over $2,000. He's got a handful of kids, but he was over $2,000 you know, his healthcare coverage. And he went through Clearwater, and I think he's down below $1,600. So a significant savings for himself. And then I have a lady out of Florida that also has her health license. And she was kind of leery because it's what she does for a living, right? But she looked into it. She set an appointment. She was blown away. And she now has all of her coverage with Clearwater.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's so important for people to do their due diligence, because there's so many competing plans, and health share seems to be a big thing right now as an alternative to the insurance companies when people can't get coverage. And I know that there's, you know, the Affordable Care Act and different health exchanges and things like that, but navigating that healthcare system is very difficult. So I assume that Clearwater Marketing also helps people navigate the whole coverage options and try to figure out. There's different health sharing plans like MediShare and others, and I assume the concept is similar.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty painless. You know, a little bit related, a little bit not related. I have a phobia of needles, and I'll just say it's definitely easier for me to go 5-10 minutes, spend some time with Clearwater to check my coverage. And if they can, you know, give me better coverage than it is for me to go get some blood drawn.
I hear you. You mentioned Let's Chat. So let's with a Z, go to that one, because that sounds interesting and kind of a little bit of a different flavor than the other two. The other two are more closely related to financial and business, but Let's Chat seems more like an app or some kind of a online competitor.
Yeah, it's actually, they are the Ferrari of the industry when it comes to AI language translation. There's some heavy breathers out there. Let's just say Google, I don't know, Amazon Web Services. Mm-hmm. And they have patents that are directly related to seeing what the native language of a device is, whether it's your computer, whether it's your phone. And based on your native language of your device, it can translate any website into your native language.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And I have to admit, you know, I thought this was the coolest thing, but I didn't get it, you know, for probably, I would say 4 weeks. And then Kyle Offray, He just, you know, kept training our team. And I'm like, this thing is massive and it's huge. I mean, they have companies, for instance, that just do agency marketing. For instance, they have, you know, thousands and thousands of companies that they help their with their marketing. One company in particular, they manage 6,000 auto dealership websites. And they found that certain demographics are a large portion of another culture or language. And so they were able to take this software, plug it into 6,000 of these auto dealerships, and they've been increasing their sales like nobody's business. Because I don't know if you know the number, but there's a good portion of the United States, over 50% of the United States population, English is not their first language.
Interesting.
So if your website, if your website's in English, you're missing a huge part of the market. So it's a big, big deal. And, you know, that's obviously kind of a small side with the website, you know, being able to have anyone go to that website, you know, no matter what language they speak. They offer 104 different languages, dialects, everything. Paul speaks Russian, I'm assuming. Paul could go to Chick-fil-A, you know, in the United States. But if his device was in Russian, Chick-fil-A is going to come up in Russian. So it's a cool thing. And it is a patented plugin that just hooks directly up to the website, and it automatically recognizes what language that device is set to. So that's a small portion. But I mean, they've got huge contracts with the NFL, NASCAR, as I mentioned, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's. They just did the X Games.
Wow.
So they're moving. And like I said, they are the Ferrari of the industry. I know Google's got something coming out on down the road, but Google's translation is only about 75% accurate. Let's Chat is 99% accurate for the top 50 languages used. It's just been a blast. So I would say on the personal side for myself, we introduced this to our church here locally. They're a pretty large church, and you know, they recognize that there's other churches and organizations that want to go globally and help people globally, you know, similar to Jeff. They're concentrated here, and a large part of our market here is Spanish. And so they wanted to see what it would look like to do AI language live translation of their service.
Wow, that would be a game changer too. I know that a lot of the broadcasts are in Spanish anyway. In the California market, I'll turn on a regular station, and some of the commercials will actually be in Spanish just during regular broadcast. But not everybody will have that translation of church services, and it's so important to do that because you do have that big market.
Yep, absolutely. It's been a big deal. So we're excited to see where that goes. I have a buddy in Michigan that he was explaining that there's certain demographics in Michigan that are, you know, a large percentage of another language, ethnicity. And I don't remember if it was Dearborn, but he introduced it. He you know Dearborn?
I do, because I'm from Michigan. Yeah, a very, very, very heavy Middle Eastern.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I had no idea. And he's like, yeah, you'll be driving down the road and there won't be a single sign on any building in English. And so he had a connection with Rocket Mortgage. I don't know if I'm allowed to say any of this anyway, a mortgage company. And they did a test pilot run for about 3 weeks. They did the plug-in in this particular area, and they increased their sales in this small time frame by 20%. You know, some of those multi-billion dollar whales of companies, if you can move them 2 to 3% per year, man, they're happy. And so you can imagine a 20% increase on a small pilot like this. It got the attention of pretty much everybody in the industry. So we're excited to see kind of that kind of groundwork get laid out for us. So, but they've got some phenomenal things. They just launched. They obviously have the plugin for large corporations to allow their website to be able to translate it based on their viewers, you know, native language. They now have a personal side. This means that you can, as an individual, you can register yourself and sign up. Now, I think it's only like $24.99 a month, and you can link it to your email, and it'll grab your main browser that you want to use. Let's call it Chrome, and it will translate any website that you go to, whether they have that business has a plugin or not. But because you have the service, it's an extension that you have, it'll load for you in whatever language you prefer. So they've now got it to where you don't have to go to the big companies to market this and share this with them. Obviously, you can see a huge benefit to that. But now we can go to the globe, and every single device on the planet can have this this Let's Chat plugin and be able to go through any website and kind of, you know, see that content. So it's just a big deal.
Yeah, and I can imagine that with the various devices and operating systems, that's going to take quite a few techies to straighten out. But it sounds like they got the idea from the Star Trek Universal Translator, if you know about that. So, you know, to translate all these alien languages into English, and it's kind of like that concept. The future is really here.
Yep, absolutely, it is. It is for sure. They're way ahead of the curve. I'm certainly blessed to be a part of it. And Kyle's been unbelievable. Jordan, the CEO, has been great. And they really take a hands-on approach to sitting down with clients and finding what their true needs are and if they can help them with those needs. It's been unbelievable.
Well, and there's one more in the family about go ahead, Paul.
So I just want to come in at this stage, if I may. I assume there, Christine, you was going to refer to Prosperity.
Correct.
Can we just quickly dive in on that one? I want to kind of save Prosperity for another day. But Mark, do you just want to whet his appetite? Because Prosperity, I think, as a subject in its own right, is a fascinating topic. And I think there's a whole new episode and conversation to be had about Prosperity. Because when we were talking about healthcare here for the qualitative benefit of people or the more financially quantitative benefit of people, I think Prosperity is an umbrella that covers both of those. So I kind of want to park that a little bit. Mark, do you want to wrap Prosperity up or just tease us a little bit by way of segueing into the follow-on episode?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I was honored to have lunch with the CEO last week with another friend. And, you know, Prosperity Financial, and I'm not sure if you guys know, but we just as of July moved over $1 trillion in personal debt.
Wow.
Personal debt. It's a big problem. And, you know, unfortunately, our country isn't doing the best job of creating an education system to financially educate people. And, you know, we get these kids straight out of high school going to college, and there's just an infinite number of brochures available to them to go and apply for their credit card, to get their first credit card. And so they go into debt, not really knowing what, you know, how to manage it, how to use it properly. But Prosperity Financial, they've been huge. Another thing, kind of in comparison to the healthcare, being able to open up some money for families, but they're able to go in and sit down with the client if it's personal debt and really kind of crunch it down over a period. If it's $100,000 down to, I heard the other day, $100,000 worth of debt down to $18,000. It's a big deal. You can relieve quite a bit on a family doing that. And they are also helping out on the school loan side. Actually, that's what it was. I apologize. It wasn't personal loan. It was a school loan that debt of $100,000 down to $18,000. So it is a big deal. And then to kind of bring everything back together, because Jeff's background, you know, my background, my wife, she specialized in it on the financial side. When we're able to free up a chunk like that, we can really free them up long term too. And maybe we can help them with the family legacy, sit down with them and show them, listen, if you just start on a small side, we start building that muscle of saving, we can really, you know, kind of show you what that looks like projecting out 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. So it's an absolute big deal.
Thank you, Mark. Wow. Well, there's a lot to take in there. We've been around the houses, as we say in the UK. We've really been around the houses from, as I say, the qualitative and the all-important health aspect, and the quantitative, the equally important financial aspect. But I want to kind of just close out, Mark, if I may. An immense gratitude, Kristen, for the way that you've played mine host in this beautiful conversation, this insightful conversation. It's fascinating as a Brit to listen to two Americans kind of interact with each other. It's like, but actually not feeling like an outsider. I feel very much part of the dance, as it were, without actually saying anything. And I'm gonna reflect upon that, listeners, as to why that is. I suppose the most obvious reaction is I'm, you know, very closely connected with these two amazing people. That I think there's something deeper, but anyway, watch this space. Let's see what materializes. So in true elevator pitch style, Mark, I'm going to try and tie you into 30 seconds on this. 30 seconds. And obviously the title of this particular episode is What's Missing from You Having a Better Life, Part 2. In 30 seconds, Mark, answer that question for us, will you?
I'll answer it with a question, and I'll put it back on the listeners. What would it take for you to have a better life? And so I think we all have options. I think they're all presented to us. And the only thing that we can do is either take action, look into it, or have a regret down the road. So that's what I would say. It's just we have opportunity, look into it, and take action.
Beautiful. Kristen, penultimate comment, feedback, thoughts from yourself before I have the final sort of close out, so to speak. Any thoughts?
Well, thank you, Mark, for explaining so eloquently and concisely all these offerings on the Better Platform. And of course, the vision that people like you and Jeff and the other people associated with Better have had to improve people's lives and improve the lives of everyone associated with this company. And there is a lot more on the platform to enrich people's lives. And there's a lot of content out there on the internet, but sometimes it just gets lost in the noise. And when the intention, the vibration of a website is so clear, trying to uplift people, you can see it. You can see it on the internet because we all know.
Yep.
And on that note of prosperity, listeners, it's time for me to close out the way I always do by saying, remember, the world's changing. How will you respond?
Thanks very much for listening to this World Game Changers podcast episode. Hopefully you found it interesting and helpful. Drop a line to paul@worldgamechangers.org with any thoughts or questions you may have, and he'll be more than happy to respond. Remember, the world's changing. How will you respond?